الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وسارعوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة عرضها السماوات والأرض أعدت للمتقين. صدق الله العظيم.
My most respected brothers and elders, and our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver,
Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala an, the illustrious Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was known for the knowledge, the in-depth knowledge he had of the Quran and the Hadith and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was of that caliber, a Sahabi, that on one occasion when he was climbing the tree, because of his very small size, his body, his stature, and he had very thin legs, as the wind blew, then part of his legs, his shin, became exposed. Those people around him began to laugh because they saw he had very thin shins or very thin legs. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then remarked, he said, by the qasam of Allah, these legs of Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala will be more weighty than the Mount Uhud on the day of Qiyamah. I can imagine the caliber of the Sahabi, Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala. He says, ma nadimtu ala shay'in nadami ala yawmin gharabat fihi shamsuhu naqasa fihi ajali walam yazid fihi amali. He says, I have deep regrets and a lament over that day where the day expires, the sun sets, my lifespan has become shorter, my lifespan has decreased, but my good deeds has not increased. It caused him pain, sorrow, grief, nadamat, regret. And of course, this was the humility of the Sahaba. If you read the history of the Sahaba, كانوا أحرص, they were very حريص على خير, in doing good deeds. They were very desirous of doing more and more good deeds. Therefore, a person says, إذا فتح لأحدكم باب خير فليسرع إليه. فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَدْرِي مَتَى يُغْلَقْ عَلَيْهِ. Whenever a person gets an opportunity, a chance, to do any good deed, he should hasten towards doing that good deed. He should not procrastinate and delay. Don't leave it for tomorrow or next week or the next month, because he does not know when that opportunity will close. إِذَا فُتِحَ لِأَحَدِكُمْ بَابُ خَيْرٍ. When the door of good is open for any one of you, فَلْيُسْرِعْهِ إِلَيْهِ. You should rush, hasten, and accomplish the deed. Do that good deed. You got the chance, do it now, whilst you have the time, whilst you have the opportunity, because you do not know when the door will close. And then it will be too late. See, this entire dunya is a couple of days only. Literally, it is a couple of days compared to the hereafter. In Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, just to make us understand, it is like a person who dips his finger into the huge, mighty ocean and removes his finger from that ocean. That amount of water that is on his fingertip is equivalent to this dunya and the ocean to the akhirah. So it's a matter of days. We are all writing an examination. The moment we entered this world, the clock started ticking. The moment we entered this world. And now, our lifespan, none of us knows exactly how many years he is going to live for in this world. The examination, we are all writing.
Some person's time will expire before the other. But there comes the day when all those scripts and papers will be, have to be handed over. All the pens are down. Mort strikes. It is the end of the examination. Qiyamah takes place. It is the end of the examination. Shaitan makes us lose hope in the mercy of Allah. What does Shaitan do? The moment you feel like doing some good, he makes you procrastinate. He tells you, it's a good deed indeed. But you don't have to do it right now. Maybe after some time. As you grow older, you can accomplish this deed. You're not compelled to do it right now. So he makes you procrastinate. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, if you analyze the words that Allah has used, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ سَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ سَابِقُوا فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. These are all words exhorting you and I not to delay, but to hasten. Not in doing the actual deed, whilst we're doing the deed, we should do it with composure, with calmness, in a nice manner. We perform all salat, discharge our zakat. We don't rush that deed, that particular deed. But towards performing the deed, we should not delay. Allah says, sari'u. The word musara'a in Arabic means to rush, to hasten. Allah says, and rush towards the maghfirat of Allah. And towards the jannat that Allah has prepared for you. Whose width is just the distance between the skies and the earth. A sahabi merely hears this. Ya Rasulullah, such a big jannah, such a large jannah. Nabiya Kareem something, yes. So he had a few dates in his hand. It is a battle against the enemy. He takes those dates and he throws it down. And he says, by the time I'm going to chew these few dates, إِنَّهَا لَحَيَاتٌ طَوِيلًا, it's going to be a long time. I've got no time to waste in acquiring my Jannah. He plunges into the battlefield, he becomes shaheed. So we find the Sahaba and the Salaf al-Salihin, they understood the importance of time. Valuing time, spending the time correctly, protecting, preserving their time. Every second lost in this world, person has got a huge company, a huge factory, he's got machinery, and something happens. Now he calls the engineers to fix that, those machines. It takes a couple of days, and he suffers a huge loss. Because every single moment, time is money. Ulama explained time is a block of ice. It is melting away. Second by second. We can't hear the time melting away. They say, rafta, rafta, chupke, chupke, rafta, rafta, dam badam. And as the time is melting, the block of ice is melting, and then comes to an end, and as we say, the game is over. Life in this world is over. Whatever you did, you did. Therefore, ulama explained, this entire world is mazra'ah. It is a huge field. And we have to plant and the seeds, sow the seeds, plant the seeds, and then we will reap the fruit and the product and the produce in the hereafter. The more seeds we plant, the more fruit we will acquire. The lesser seeds a person plants, the lesser fruit he will accumulate. It is a simple logical understanding. And therefore, Sahaba understood this. Salafi Salihin, the pious predecessors, understood this. Junayd Baghdadi, rahmatullahi alayh, the great sage of his time. He is reciting Quran whilst his ruh is escaping from his body. In other words, he is experiencing maut. كَانَ يَقْرَأُ الْقُرْآنِ وَرُوحُهُ يَخْرُجُ مِنْ بَدَنِهِ. Somebody asks him, Junaid, I mean at this time, look at the answer he gives. He says, Ubadiru tayya sahifati. Before my book of good deeds closes, I'm trying to just beat that and take maximum benefit of the few seconds I have in this life. Many of us have had the experience of going for Hajj or Umrah, and comes the day now you're going to leave, and tonight is the flight. After Isha, so you see, let me go make, now I'm spending the last few hours in the Haram. Let me make the best of this last few hours I have. Because we understand we are not going to get the opportunity very soon. Perhaps we may not come again. So let me make the best of it. The month of Ramadan, the last few days, everybody exhales because he does not know whether he'll see another Ramadan or not. Just like that in this world. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, always exhaling, but not just having this desire to do good, but to he has his desire to do it first. Several examples have been given in the books of Sirah. The expedition of Tabuk takes place. Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu says, Rasulullah had said, now you must give your contributions. And he says, at that moment I had sufficient wealth. I was wealthy. So I took half my wealth. Half my wealth and I produced it. I put it forward. I presented it to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, thinking that today I have definitely superseded Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. So I waited until he comes forward. Rasulullah asked him, oh, Abu Bakr, what have you brought? He says, I brought my entire belongings. Everything. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu used to say, it is impossible for me to ever supersede and beat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. La usabiquhu fi shay'in abada. One occasion there was an elderly old woman living in Madinah Munawwara. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu heard of her. So he goes to make her khidmat. She was blind. She could not see. He goes early in the morning. But when he goes, house is already clean. Everything is done for her. So he comes back. The next day he goes even more earlier. Who is this person coming so early? So he goes in and he just hides himself behind, he conceals himself behind the door. And not a few seconds later he finds somebody coming, entering, making salam, taking permission. None other than Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Rasulullah has mentioned once, whoever wishes to recite Quran, غَدًّا كَمَا أُنزِلْ, fresh as it is being revealed, you should read like Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala. These Sahaba had very clean hearts. When Rasulullah praised any person who was not there in the gathering, the others would rush and go and give him the glad tidings. Perhaps you and I, if somebody speaks good about the other person, we don't want to hear, we'll change the subject, change the topic, we won't have the heart to even go and compliment the person. Umar ibn Khattab goes rushing to give this glad tidings to Abdullah bin Mas'ud. You know what Rasulullah said about you? But when he goes there, Abdullah bin Mas'ud says, I've already received the news from Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. وَفِي ذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. This is what we should compete in. Vie with one another. Compete with one another in doing good deeds. Be desirous of doing good deeds. Abu Dahda radiallahu ta'ala, he has a beautiful garden. The verses come down. مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يُقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا فَيُضَاعِفَهُ أَضْعَافًا كَثِيرًا. Who is it who will give Allah a good loan? Of course Allah does not need any loan. But Allah gives us the opportunity that give some sadaqah and you will get reward for it. And the reward is multiple rewards. Abu Dahda radiallahu ta'ala, the moment he hears this, he gives his entire garden to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a sadaqah for the sake of deen. He goes to his garden. At that very time, his wife and children were in the garden. They were enjoying the dates that had come on the trees. So he stands outside. He calls them. Ya Umma Dahda. He calls out to his wife. And he says that, listen, I have given this entire garden a sadaqah now. So he didn't even go inside because he had already given it away in charity. He felt it not correct and appropriate to enter the garden which did not belong to him anymore. And look at his wife. The moment she hears this, immediately even those dates, one or two dates were in their mouths, in the mouths of her children, she removed it gently. What were in their pockets, she took it out because now we want the full reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's been given as charity.
Rasulullah learns of this. He says, "Kam izqin." How many a beautiful branch and tree there is for Abu Dahda and his family in Jannah. Similar thing happened to Abu Talha al-Ansari radiallahu ta'ala. He hears the verse, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. You can never attain piety until you give in sadaqah that which you love a lot. Most of us will give sadaqah of something we don't need. That which you love, tuhibbun, that is what we are expected to give sadaqah of. He doesn't give a few pennies, he gives his entire garden for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah says, ذَاكَ مَالٌ رَابِحٌ. That is a very profitable deal that you have done. That wealth is profitable because now you have purchased a garden in paradise. So these were sahaba. They look for every moment to excel righteous deeds, pious deeds, how we can gain the closest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Poor sahaba came to Rasulullah. Ya Rasulullah, they complained. ذَهَبَ أَهْلُ الدُّثُورِ بِالنَّعِيمِ الْمُقِيمِ وَالدَّرَجَاتِ الْعُلَىٰ. The rich sahaba, they have got jannat and the highest stages of jannat. Rasul asked, why is it? Why are you complaining? What's the problem? He says, well, they read salat, we read salat. They fast, we fast. But they are able to go for hajj and umrah. They are able to give zakat and sadaqah. We are poor. We don't have the money. So they are getting more reward than us. Look at their mindset. What is our mindset? How we can make more dunya. There was how we could score more points and get more rewards for the akhirah. Nabi Kareem tells him, okay, don't worry. I'll teach you something that if you do this, then you will gain the same rewards. And nobody will supersede you and overtake you except the one who does the same. What is it? Simple amal. 33 times subhanallah. 33 times alhamdulillah. 34 times Allahu Akbar after every salat. So they began doing it. The moment they began reading this wazifa after salat, the rich sahaba saw them. Hey, what are you doing? We are reading this tasbih. So they showed these rich sahaba what they were doing. The amal that Rasul taught them, this tasbih. So the rich sahaba also began doing the same thing. Their mind was also the akhirat. Their goal was also the akhirat. Now the same poor sahaba come to Rasul, Ya Rasulullah. This is what the rich people, the rich sahaba heard us what we are doing. They're doing the same. Rasulullah says, "Nabi Magdarika Fadlullah, yu'tihi man yasha." That is now the grace of Allah. He gives who he wishes. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Badiru bil a'mali fitanan ka qita'i al-layl al-muzlim." Hasten with good deeds before times of fitna come, difficulty. Ka qita'i al-layl al-muzlim, like heavy chunks of darkness. Pieces of darkness. Person is traveling. It's very misty. Like a huge piece of darkness has come in front of him. Then it clears and again some darkness. It's difficult for him to travel easily. Rasulullah says, before those days come, hasten with good deeds. Why? It will be such times and such difficulty will come upon you to practice your deen that in the morning you're a believer, but by the evening you're a disbeliever. Allah save us. In the evening a person is a believer, but by the morning he's a disbeliever. يَبِيعُ دِينَهُ بِعَرَضٍ مِّنَ الدُّنْيَا. He will actually sell his deen in lieu of a few pennies. بَادِرُوا بِالْأَعْمَالِ سَبْعًا. Rasul says, hasten with good deeds before you are overtaken by seven things. What are the seven things? Rasul mentions these seven things in the form of a question. هَلْ تَنْتَظِرُونَ إِلَّا فَقْرًا مُنْسِيًا. Are you waiting until you become so poor that you will be oblivious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You will forget Allah Rabbul Izzat? You have the wealth now. Spend it for the sake of your deen, for the akhirat. Invest in the year after. Don't wait till your wealth is finished and then you become a poor person. Because then a person, when he is desperately in need, he will sell away his deen very easily. Whilst you have the wealth, spend it for the sake of Allah. هَلْ تَنْتَظِرُونَ إِلَّا فَقْرًا مُنْسِيًا أَوْ غِنًا مُطْغِيًا. You've got so much of wealth,
Don't become so consumed with your wealth that now you begin to transgress the laws of Sharia. You forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, badiru bil amal, do good deeds quickly before this overcomes you. That you become so wealthy, now you forget Allah rabbul izzat. Oh, maradan mufsida. You have health, you don't appreciate your good health. Now you are suffering a deadly disease. And now there's no hope of you recovering. And therefore, Rasulullah SAW mentioned that in your good days, in your healthy days, a person who does good deeds, he's performing his salat, his tilawat, his zikr, he's doing good deeds. The moment he becomes sick, and when he's unable to perform those good deeds, Allah still records for him thawab. Why? Because during his good days and healthy days, when he had health, then he was still turning to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah, out of his kindness, Allah says, now because he's unable to perform good deeds, but because he was performing all the time, I will still give him that reward. So are you waiting for a deadly disease to overtake you? Or are you waiting for maut or maut and mujhiza? You're waiting for sudden death? The man was with us. He died suddenly. No time to do any good deed. You don't even have time to make salam, to make one call home. Umutam mujiza. Why are you waiting for Dajjal to come? Fasharru ghaibin yuntazar. He's such a terrible thing that can ever be awaited. Why are you waiting for Qiyamah to take place? Awisa'a? Fasa'atu adha wa amar. It is calamitous, horrifying. It is very, very bitter. It's a very severe test. So don't wait for Qiyamah, because then a person cannot do a single good deed. So whilst we have the time now, whilst we have the opportunities, we should not procrastinate. You know, there is a hadith of Rasulullah SAW that Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu heard Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu quoting, and the gist of this hadith is that a person who attends a janaza, so you perform namaz, janaza of a dead person, deceased person, you get the sawab of one qirat. One qirat is that amount of reward equivalent to the amount of Uhud. So much of sawab you get. And then he used to perform this janaza and he would go away. Somebody tells him, but you know, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu is giving the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that after performing janazah salah, if you go to the qabristan, you follow the dead body, the deceased, you follow the janazah to the qabristan, you get another qiraat. Another so much of sawab equivalent to the amount of Uhud. So he said, you sure about this? Somebody tells him, go and ask Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anhu to verify what Abu Huraira is saying, is it a hadith or not? In the meantime, he's sitting with the pebbles in the masjid, and he's thinking and pondering. He's waiting for the answer. And when the answer comes, yes, what Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu said is true. Sadaqa Abu Huraira. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu, he says, he laments, he says, kam faratna min qarariit. How many qarariit we lost in our life? Has it ever occurred to us? Leave alone, bring and to the qabristan, how many of us even attend the janazah salah? You're getting sawab just for a simple action like this. Ummu Habiba radiallahu anha, the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she mentions, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu saying, whoever is 12 rakat, this is nafil, during the day and night, in total. Ulama have explained, we don't have time to explain this 12 rakat. So it is the sunnah that we read in the different salat. Whoever reads this, Allah will build for him a palace in Jannah. The moment she heard this, she says, this has been my amal every single day of my life. The narrator says, who narrated from her, the sahabi or the tabi who narrated from her, says, I also started doing this and never did I miss a day. And the person who learned from him says the same. My respected brothers and elders, there are so many other incidents in the life of Sahaba, radiallahu anhu majma'een, and the Salaf al-Saliheen, how they valued every moment. They were desirous of doing good deeds before those fitan come, and we are overwhelmed, before this condition come upon us, and we are unable to do those good deeds. Let us do it now and reap the rewards in the akhirah. May Allah give all of us a tawfiq and hidayat. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.